I really enjoy listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. My problem is this. The other day, while in my bedroom changing my three-month-old daughter's diaper, my husband's cell phone had rang twice. He was sleeping so hard he didn't even budge to even answer it. As I went to answer it, I decided to go check it out and what's going on in his daily activity. He claims that all the female numbers that's in his phone are coworkers. Well, anyway, I went through his phone and found a text message to a coworker that he claims he didn't even like. My question is this: if you don't like her, why do you have her number? He can't give me a straight answer. He told this female at 7:49 in the morning how good she was looking to him. He don't even compliment me like that, and we've been together for 17 years. I have to get compliments from other guys out in the streets. Then when I went through his picture message, and he has pictures of different women in his phone naked, when I asked him about it, he tells me that his boy sent the pictures to him. We had a heated argument because he went out Saturday night, and I had texted him telling him to open a jar of pickles for his children when he got home. He texts me back saying whatever. Then he comes home with a raging attitude, telling me that I ruined his night with his supposed to be friends. I told him that it wasn't that serious. I had confronted him with all the evidence that I had collected on him and asked him why he's so secretive by putting a lock on his phone. His response was he doesn't like me looking at his phone. I tell him that he acts like he's got something to hide. He replies that he's not cheating if I was accusing him of it. My thing is this: if he's not cheating, why lock his phone? Why have dirty pictures of women on his phone? Why lie when he gets caught up? And why the attitude when I asked him to open a pickle jar? My question to you guys is, am I wrong for doing this? Okay, this is a crazy letter. This is really crazy.
Pickles and diapers.
I know, all this stuff. Okay. Where there's smoke, there's usually fire. You know, you guys have been together 17 years. You have a three-month-old baby. I say the both of you are wrong for this one. Him for lying and probably, I don't know, cheating. You for snooping, being a detective, and finding what you didn't want to see. You knew what you were doing when you answered his phone while he was sleeping. And again, him for just being stupid. Why does he have naked pictures of women on his phone? Oh yeah, that's right. His boy sent them to him. That's right. I don't get the whole pickle jar thing. I really don't get the connection there. I don't get it. It sounds like he's just mad at you because you went through his stuff and you busted him. You know, in a marriage, ideally, you're supposed to have trust, you know, so there would be no need to invade his privacy. I understand that it doesn't always happen that way. You know, the lying needs to stop. The naked pictures, just stop, okay?
You know about this part. Go ahead.
So, you know, are you wrong? Again, I say the both of you are wrong on this one. Steve?
You know, this letter right here is, to me, full of codes.
Okay. Codes.
It's a lot of codes in here. 7:49 in the morning, three-month-old daughter changing her diaper in the bedroom. Some of this information, ask him to open a jar of pickles for his children when he got home.
Get it.
Why has he got a lock on his phone? Mm-hmm. Who is the naked women in the phone?
Right. What?
He can't give me a straight answer. The whole letter crooked. It ain't no straight information in here.
Crazy.
Let me go and break this down for y'all. Okay. He was sleeping so hard, he didn't even budge to answer his phone. It rang twice. As I went to answer it, I decided to go check it out and what's going on in his daily activity. So now right here, let's just deal with this. Mm-hmm. The man sleep, the phone rang.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Through the ringing phone, all this happened.
Okay.
I'm going to go answer it, but I decided on my way to answer it, I'm not going to check out his daily activity. So now you off in the phone exploring.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he had a lock on it. Mm-hmm. How did you get in the phone? He claims that all his female numbers in his phones are co-workers. Code. Well, anyway, I went through his phone and found a text message to a co-worker that he claimed he don't even like. code.
All right.
My question is this. If you don't like her, then why do you have her number? He can't give me a straight answer. He told this female at 7:49 in the morning how good she was looking to him. He don't even compliment me like that, and we've been together for 17 years.
Code.
I have to get compliments from other guys out in the streets.
Another code.
Uh-oh.
Then I went through his picture message and have pictures of different women in his phone naked. When I ask him about it, he tells me that his boy sent them pictures to him.
That's a code.
That's got to
be a code.
Come on now.
We had a heated argument because he went out Saturday night, and I had to text him telling him to open a jar of pickles for his children when he got home. Code.
Uh-huh.
He texted me back saying whatever. Then when he came home with a raging attitude telling me I ruined his night and this supposed to be with his friend. I told him that it wasn't that serious. I had confronted him with all the evidence that I had collected on him and asked him why he is so secretive about putting a lock on his phone. Code. His response was he don't like me looking in his phone. I tell him that he act like he got something to hide. He replied that he's not cheating. If I was accusing him of it, my thing is this. If he's not cheating, why lock his phone? Why have dirty pictures of women in his phone? Why lie when you get caught up? And why the attitude when I ask you to open a pickle jar? My question to you guys, am I wrong for doing this? Well, first of all, yeah, you are wrong for doing it. But since you done it, now here we got to deal with it. First of all, lady, let's just go on and get to this here. Something wrong with y'all's marriage. Mm-hmm. Something seriously wrong with y'all's marriage. The dude ain't always to blame. Now, I know right away you looking at the man cheating. He got all these pictures. He got all these. Well, there's a lot of codes in this letter to let you know why maybe the pictures is in there. Maybe while you texting him asking for the pickles and all this here stuff late at night when he out with his friend, maybe it's a reason for all this here, too. Huh. Maybe it's the reason why you originally changed the 3-month-old diaper that you even went to his phone to check out his daily activity anyway. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a reason why he got this co-worker's number in the phone that he claimed that he don't even like her. Huh. All these is codes that something is wrong in your relationship, especially at 7:49 in the morning. He's text messaging the woman, tell her how good she looked to him, and he don't even compliment her, and they've been married 17 years. Code Breaker is finna break all these codes for you.
Come on, Code Breaker, baby.
Let's check out what's going on in his daily activity. Code meaning I am suspicious about something my husband has been doing since I'm out of shape after having this baby for 3 months.
Oh. After 3 months.
See?
Okay.
That's ain't no loving going down like it used to. Let me see what's really going on, because you ain't loving me, so who you loving?
All right.
Code Cracker in action.
Code Cracker.
I found a text message of a coworker, and he claimed he didn't even like her. Code Cracker say he don't like her. He love her.
Whoa. Oh. Oh, come on, Code Cracker.
He feel her. He got to have her.
All right, man.
Code Cracker cracking these codes.
Crack them, dude.
Since you won't act like you don't know what's happening. At 7:49 in the morning, he telling... I got to say that one. That's my best one.
Okay.
I went through his picture message, and he had pictures of different women in his phone naked. When I ask him, he tells me that his boy sent the pictures of them. However the hell they got in there, what is you keeping them for? Code Cracker say he want to look at somebody look nice naked to him because you don't fit the bill no more.
Ooh.
Code Cracker cracking code.
Crack it.
Let's crack another one. Let's say that one. Okay. Why is he so secretive putting a lock on his phone? You ain't got to be a Code Cracker, nothing to figure that out. He don't want your ass in the phone.
That's right.
Because there's something going on in the telephone.
Come on.
Oh.
So now here we go to the big one. At 7:49 in the morning, how good she was looking to him. He didn't even compliment me like that, Mo. We've been together 17 years. At 7:49 in the morning, already he just left the house and found somebody look better than you. Maybe after 17 years, you ain't what you was. Maybe you don't even care how you look no more. Maybe you done settled into that routine that some women get into. I got him now. But see, remember an old song they used to sing? The same thing it took to get your baby hooked.
Come on.
It's going to take the same thing to keep her.
Come on.
You ain't doing the tricks no more. You ain't got no lingerie no more. Mm. You don't wear thongs to bed no more.
Ew.
You wear your little period panties all the time.
Oh,
the ones that go all up over our stomach. cold cracker cracking cold.
But you cracking too much
but
cold.
But see, you need to know this, though. You don't do your toes no more. Your hair look crazy. You ain't get your nails done. Look like you've been chewing on them all day. You done quit cooking. But you want everything to be popping off at your house like it used to 17 years ago. You was a different woman 17 years ago. I remember you used to get your feet done. Now your heels look like the back of a boot. Toes look like you've been kicking fly all day. Now you want your man to feel like you want him. Now he down there on the job where they dressing up looking sexy, got their makeup on and their nails done, and you don't even know it. Cold cracker cracking cold.
You cracker,
now let
baby.
Me crack this last cold for you.
Come on.
Cut that music off.
We got to go to break, cold
do
cracker.
Do what I say.
Cold cracker.
Can't you
text him? I text him Saturday night telling him to open a jar of pickles for his children when he got home.
Okay. Please crack
cold
this
cracker
one.
Cracking this one.
Come on, CC.
Please.
Open a jar of pickles was meaning come bring your pickle home. I'm going to undress. That means open the jar. Mm-hmm. For the kids, mean the kids ain't here. They over mama.
Oh,
house.
Please. You need to stop.
A cold cracker.
That don't
she
mean
wanted him
that.
To bring the pickle
you
home.
Need to stop.
While
uh-uh.
she opened the pickle jar. Uh-uh. You know what the pickle jar is.
Okay.
But it's a
and the
jar
kids ain't home.
Pickles. What are you
yeah,
talking about?
Yeah, but I got news for
classic.
You, though. The reason he came home mad uh-huh. about her, because she was supposed to be his friend, because he was somewhere with his pickle out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.